Hey, Tim?
Yes?
Carolyn from Chicago.
Hi.
Hi. What are your thoughts about leading with the opportunity or leading with the product?
Either one, just not both.
So, in other words, lead with, if it's the opportunity, keep it the opportunity and introduce the product?
When you lead with business,
right?
All right, what you're basically doing, have you been on the other calls?
I've heard one.
So, do you know the inviting formula?
A little bit, yes.
Good, invite me.
I'd like to invite you to hear more about an opportunity. When's a good time where we could talk about it?
All right. I don't think you listen to all the particular calls. because you would have greeted me, and then you would have qualified me, right? So that's the reason I say that. By the way, you came back really quick, which is rare. So well done on that. What my suggestion is on, and it was, my answer to you immediately was either one, just not both.
And also, one more question. I remember you touched based on this some time ago with regard to you felt that having somebody make a list of people they know is like sending somebody out into the battlefield. Can you why is that?
What that particular part that you heard was that if you do not train that person on the four questions and objections that they're going to get, then it's like shooting them in the head.
Okay, that's right. That's what I remember hearing.
Okay, so what I mean is that if you do the typical training, which is write a list of 200 people that you know and call them up and tell them why you're so excited, that is a suicide mission. What you have to do is that, great, if you're going to do that, just like I went through on this checklist here, right? You got to make sure that they can actually invite and that they know the four questions that they're going to always get. What is it should never surprise anybody. You know, is this one of those pyramids? You absolutely must have that person prepared and be able to handle that particular question or objection. Is this like Amway, Mary Kay, Shackley, or any of them? You have to have that person prepared. Otherwise, it's shooting them in the head. And so that's the way that that particular thing came out.
Okay.
All right. So on the question concerning product versus opportunity, my immediate answer to that one was, is either one, just not both. Now, let me follow up and explain why I mean that. Is that if you pursue product, okay, and right after you get done and the person has an interest in product, and while you're closing the sale, you say something like, you know, you could make money with this too. It invalidates that person right then and there. I've done it. I've felt it. I felt a cloud come over the top of it. The person immediately goes from somebody who's interested in a product to thinking about that she just gave you a commission or just made you money or something like that, and it kind of put a slime over the top of it. Okay, that is the feeling that I have gotten every time I've tried to pull that one. And so what I've done is that I basically had changed it to where I would build a product leg and I would build business legs, but I would not try to merge those two together. And, you know, the typical line out there is that you present with product, you present with business, and if they're not interested, you turn them into a customer. That's a great theory, and maybe someday somebody will pop up and say, yeah, I've gotten 50 customers that way. I've just not ever gotten it. Personally, and I'm not saying that it's not doable. I'm just saying that I've not been able to actually convert that.
Should you let your customers know that you're getting a commission?
No. I don't let them know that I'm getting a commission. They probably can figure that out, but no, I don't do that. Was there something that I said that caused you to think that?
But then why are you trying to get them to use the product? Why does it come from you?
All right, I think we got a little bit crossed up here. What I said before on presenting the business after you've gotten, in other words, what I'm saying is that you present a product to them. They say, hey, I want to try that. And so while you're in the exchange, whether it's, you know, they're writing their credit card number down or whatever it is, you comment on that you can make money with this too.
I appreciate that.
Okay, that is what I don't recommend that you do, because that's when I have felt a slime come over. All right, That's all. That's all that I meant there. There wasn't anything about, you know, in other words, perhaps the slime wasn't having to do with that, that I was earning a commission on it or anything else. It was just that is the feeling that I had. And the person ended up either withdrawing and not wanting to try the product or trying it one time and not doing it again or something like that. And I wasn't able to convert that person into a distributor. What has happened is that the person is on the products. They're very pleased with the products. They love the products. I asked them if they know anybody else. In other words, this is the whole line that I was telling you about earlier about getting customers, where they're telling me about how much more energy they have. And I said, hey, that's great. Tell me how, you know, when is it that you notice the energy and things like that. Get them to talk about it. And then I say, do you know anybody else that would like that? And then once that person, if they give me a referral, I call that person and say, hey, John told me to give you a call. This is what he has experienced. He said you might want something like this. Okay, if the person says, yes, I'd like to try that product, I will call the first person back and say, hey, now, I want to just give you a courtesy call and thank you for the referral. It looks like that me and him are going to be working together. He's going to buy the product, and I can cut you in on the commission on this if you want that. I don't, you know, and I'm just offering it to you just to be fair. That's the way that I've come back around. It's very professional, and it always works real well. A lot of times they will say to me, you know, no, it's okay. No, you go ahead, right? And that's fine. I don't push it. Did that clear that up for you guys?
Yes.
Appreciate that.
Good.